anywhere, we should not want to be apart from Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, we should govern ourselves in a manner that He is well pleased with.
Amen.
This morning, I would like to talk to you reference to sound doctrine.
Amen.
Sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people, if you do not know, keep on living, that do not want to hear sound doctrine.
Amen.
They would much rather for a man to tell them something that would make them feel good about themselves and their worship unto God. But sound doctrine is something that we find in the Scriptures that has no holes in it. It can hold plenty of water. It is something that men will fight against until the end of time. But they're fighting a losing battle.
Amen.
We may get tired, but we will not give up.
Amen.
They get tired, they will not give up. But we still have to fight. And in many cases, it shows that the man that holds the truth will always prevail against the one that doesn't have it. The program, More Bible Talk. As individuals call in with their questions, with their comments, with their false doctrine, we always ask and even get to the point of sometimes begging for book, chapter, and verse. We may have some that will try to take us up on it and give us a scripture that has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about. But I would like to say to those that continue to search that my hat is off to them for having the mind to go through the Scriptures as the Bereans we find in Acts chapter 17 verse 11. It said that they were more nobler than those in Thessalonica, that they searched the Scriptures daily to make sure that the things that were being taught were true, that they were so. So I want to encourage you today, most of us that are here are members of the Lord's Church and can look at the Scriptures and agree with what they say. But I still want to encourage you to open up your Bibles, take out your smart devices or your electronic devices and go through the Scriptures with us. That you may not only keep yourself straight, but that you may keep me straight as well. Because we all make mistakes.
Amen.
But if you think that I have made a mistake, make sure that you have the Scripture. Make sure that when you come to me, that you bring me the Scripture that you need in order to show me that I was wrong with what I'm saying in reference to sound doctrine. What about it? What about sound doctrine? I was telling you a story not too long ago. I didn't tell you all the details about a young man when he had first started preaching. He got beat up in the back of the room where he was back there shaking people's hands and probably with a big smile on his face because he thought he had done a wonderful job in preaching a sermon on sound doctrine. He got beat up. One of the brothers told him that should have known better, that what he was saying was all wrong. And that young man that was preaching that sermon, his name is Sean Jeffries. Many of y'all have met him. Many of y'all enjoyed listening to him preach. But he was beat up because he preached sound doctrine. There were no holes in what he was saying. But the man that beat him up wanted to stray away from the truth and put something that he thought needed to be in God's Word that wasn't there. So we have to keep praying for brethren that are willing to stand up for sound doctrine and to preach the truth, but this is something that happens when we preach sound doctrine. Men will say, it's an ugly term, don't use sound doctrine. We don't want to hear sound doctrine. We want you to tell us something that is going to make us feel good. The International Missionary Council motto, service unites, but doctrine divides. We're not here to provide a service for you. We're here to preach and teach God's word. We're here to edify one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart unto the Lord. We're here to give of our means. We're here to partake of the Lord's Supper. We're here to pray unto God the Father who is above.
Amen.
We're not here to try to provide a service for you. If you leave here and you don't feel good, it's probably something you did eat or didn't eat. It's not because of the word of God. Church rules, ceremonies, everything but basic faith. What is sound doctrine? So we have to get back to the Bible. W. Thayer doctrine, teaching, instruction, what is put forth as true. That's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to put forth something that is true, which is the word of God. Not he said, she said, maybe, my opinion, nothing like that. Just the word of God. That's why, again, Brother Randy states it, Brother Daniel and myself and others that come on the radio program, that is why we appreciate more Bible talk, because we can talk about God's word. And it's not free from those that oppose, because they call in with false doctrine. But we want to continue to preach and teach sound doctrine.
Amen.
Kinds of doctrines. In Matthew chapter 15, the verses 9. This is a problem that we will always have because men do not want to adhere to the truth. They want to say, well, mama said it was like this. Or grandma said we're supposed to do it this way. Or my grandfather, he was a preacher of another preacher, of another preacher. And now I'm the son of a preacher and I want to be a preacher too. What am I going to teach? But if you don't go and study God's word, you're going to mess around and teach the same false doctrine that those men taught. We had a man to come and sit with us, and he wanted to talk about God's word, but really he wanted a service. And instead of giving him that service, we gave him God's word. And he hasn't been back. And the reason he hasn't been back is because his father is a so-called pastor and he's a junior pastor. And we showed him in the scriptures that there is no such term as a junior pastor. But he's going about the doctrines and the commandments of men. We read here in the book of Matthew chapter 15, and let's start up with verse 7. He says, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrines, the commandments of men. They're saying and doing what they want to do. They're teaching things that's going to make people feel good, make people go away and say, you know, that was a wonderful message that the preacher preached on today. And you ask them a very simple question. What was it about? You know what they're going to tell you? I don't remember, but he used a certain scripture. He used that scripture and he just went from there. Where did he go? He went everywhere. It never had anything to do with the scripture that he talked about. But it was a fine lesson because it left them feeling good. Doctrine which is of men as if it was of God. We have to be careful. We have to stay with God's word. We have to look at God's word. And we have to know if this was prophesied long ago and it came to pass, that it's still happening today. Men or teaching. They're worshiping God. They're teaching for the doctrines, the commandments of men. And we have to stay away from them. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. See, there's a reason we need sound doctrine. There's a reason we need some type of structure. Paul says here to the church of Ephesus that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. I think that sounds good. I believe, you know, I like the way they worship over here better. I know that you say there's only one church, but couldn't there possibly be another? Well, when a man turns, he's been a member of the Lord's church all his life, and he turns 65 and 70 years old, and he sat down and he said, you know, I never really agreed that instrumental music was wrong. There's a problem. Amen. And you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
Is that we have gotten to the point of saying, I want my family members to be right. I want to think that their worship was acceptable because I know they died and they were worshiping God wrong, but I want them to be right, so therefore I'm going to say, just maybe now, you were wrong instead of they were wrong. That we henceforth be no more children, the Bible says, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, whatever sounds good. Let's do it. No. Let's stick with what God's word says. Doctrine which blows us in different directions. Whatever direction you want to go in, there's a doctrine out there that'll take you there. But if you want to go to heaven, the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the doctrine of the apostles is what's going to get you there. So I don't want to be blowed. You know, I was talking to my wife yesterday and I was telling her that, you know, I've lost a couple of pounds. But you know, I'm not going to get to the point, Brother Fair, where the wind is going to blow me away. I don't have to worry about that. Even sometimes, you know, when I may not teach the things that you want to hear, but I'm going to teach the thing that you need to hear, I'm not going to allow what I'm not teaching to carry me away to some other doctrine.
Right.
I was talking to a brother the other day, and we were talking about leaving the Lord's church, and he said, I'm not planning on leaving. I'm going to be in the Lord's church until I die.
Amen.
And I said, if I leave, I'm not going to go out there to any denominational group, because I know what the truth says, and I know what God has in store for me if I never come back to the fold. But if I go out and venture into a denominational group, I may never come back. So we have to stick with sound doctrine. We cannot let whatever some man say take us and say, yeah, I'm going to go with your view. Or since you're providing a great service for me, I'm going to come over here and worship with you. Now, we can talk about the denominational world, but then we need to come and we need to talk about the Lord's church. Because we are the ones, as we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, we are the ones that started this thing with talking about sound doctrine is not worth anything. Paul said, I pray or I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you all teach the same thing, that there be no divisions among you.
Amen.
But you know what they did? They still divided. And we've gotten to the point now where we have divided not only in the Lord's church, but we're divided in many different denominational groups. And we need to come back to sound doctrine. Kinds of doctrine. In Titus chapter 2, verse 1. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. See, we need to look at this and we need to understand what Paul is saying and what the Bible is saying in reference to sound doctrine, because we still need it in the Lord's church today. We still need to teach it, we still need to preach it, and we still need to practice it. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. You know, I look at people sometime when I'm talking to them, and maybe my words are really not as clear as they need to be. Maybe I'm not, you know, explaining the way I really need to explain God's word to you. But I'm trying my very best.
Amen.
And so sometimes instead of just telling you something, I want you to see it for yourself. Now I want you to go and I want you to look at Titus chapter 1, verse chapter 2, verse 1 again. Because you can tell when a man is speaking sound doctrine or not. He says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. The things which are sound doctrine, the things which are proper for sound doctrine, the things which would benefit you by heeding to sound doctrine. We need to get with it. We need to look in God's Word and see what God wants us to do. Doctrine which is sound. Doctrine which has no holes in it. You know, if you come up and you run your head through this wall right here, you're a bad person. But that wall is sound. You're not going to be able to do it. The doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Man cannot stand up against it. So we need to continue to teach it as it is written.
Amen.
Titus chapter 2 verse 2. Let the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. We need to understand this is sound doctrine. When we as older men that we have our minds where they need to be, but we're focused on what God wants us to do, and we're able to stand up and talk to someone about God's Word without wavering back and forth, back and forth. You know, to compromise God's Word is a sin.
Amen.
For a man to say, you know, well, you just might be right on that point when you know good and well he's wrong.
That's right.
When you have stood with the truth all these years and someone come and say something, you say, well, you may be right. But we need to stick with sound doctrine. We need to understand what God wants us to do. Again, W. Thayer, sound to be well in good health of Christians, having opinions free from a mixture of error. I can't say something this way and then turn around and say it this way right here. And that is why when we look in God's Word and we're continuing to teach God's Word the same today as we did yesterday, and we will tomorrow if God allows us to live, we're preaching sound doctrine.
Amen.
But there are some men that's never had the truth. They've never taught the truth on certain subjects, and they never will teach the truth on certain subjects because they don't want to stand up nor teach sound doctrine because they want someone to feel good and they want someone to listen to them. You know, if you leave here mad at me today, so be it. When I lay down tonight, I'm not going to miss any sleep. I'm not going to give it a second thought. I'm going to pray for you and hope that you are not mad at me because I told you something that was from God's Word. Maybe you were mad at me because of the way I cut my hair. I don't know. But I don't want you to be mad at me about God's Word. I want us to come to an agreement on God's Word. And I want us to understand what sound doctrine is all about. So us that are older men, let us be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Let us make sure that we're going to always hold the truth and do the things that God wants us to do. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, actually we're going to back up to chapter 3 and we're going to start with verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting with verse 14. As Paul writes to Timothy here, he tells him, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is part for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work, or all good works. Then verse chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. See, what the problem that we have is that men are not standing up for the truth. They're not continuing in the truth. They're not continuing in the things in which they have learned from their youth up. They're not. I don't like those things anymore. I believe that we need some innovations in our worship because our worship service is too dead. No, what's too dead is your lack of study. You need to open up the Bible. You need to search the scriptures. You need to prepare a lesson for yourselves and for others so that they may benefit. The Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's powerful for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, we're not lacking anything. So let's continue to preach sound doctrine. See, men don't like it. They say it's hard to listen to. I don't want to hear anything else about sound doctrine. Won't you tell me how much sin I can get away with and still get into heaven? That's not sound doctrine. You can't get away with sin and get into heaven. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2 that the Lord, He can hear our prayers, but He's not because of our iniquities. They is what separate us from the love of God. They is what allow Him to turn His face away from us. Our sins. So if He turned His face away from you, what makes you think you're going to get into heaven with some sin in your life? You're not going to do it. You're not going to be there. So let's keep teaching sound doctrine. In verse 13 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, the verse is 13. See, we encourage people to open up their Bibles on a regular basis. To study what God's Word says. Don't just, open up your Bible and wherever it stops. And that's where you start reading. Get you a plan together. It says here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. See, sometimes we need to get together with others and sit back and listen to the Bible being read to us, and as we're listening to it being read to us, that we're taking notes. And we're saying, how is that going to benefit me? Where can I put this in my life? Where can I adopt this? Where can I put this into practice? And where can I show others my love for God, that I love sound doctrine, that I'm going to do these things? Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Are you going to know what God desires of you if you don't open up the Word? The answer is no. If you don't hear someone reading God's Word and you're going back and you say, well, let me go and find that for myself to make sure that that's what that says. You have to open up the Word. You have to open up the Word. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. See, that's a lovely sound. Listen to the pages turning. Well, Brother BJ, I'm going to give him time to get there. I love you, brother. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound doctrine, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast. Hold fast. There's a whole lot of things that we need to hold on to. But then there's a lot of things we need to let go of. God's Word is something that we need to hold fast to. We need to stand fast. We need to hold fast because guess what's going to happen? One day, God is going to send His Son back in the clouds of glory. And as we read in the beginning, He's coming to judge the quick and the dead, the living and the dead. He's coming to judge them. And if you have not held to fast or to sound doctrine, your judgment is going to be that of an eternal hell. And that's not what you want. You want to live eternally in heaven with the Father, with the Son, with the Spirit, and other faithful saints. That's where you want to be. So let's hold fast the form of sound doctrine. Let's follow after these things. Sound words are intended to be followed. Someone tells you something that's true, you need to accept it and you need to do what they say. There's a lady that was asked one day because she was listening to what another lady always said. And she said, her boss questioned her. She said, well, if she tell you to go jump off a bridge, would you do it? She said, yes, I would, because I know it'll be safe. That's sound. Why do we not follow God's Word the same way? He tells us how to worship, but yet we want to worship in a way we want to. He tells us the things we need to stand up against, but yet we want to say, oh, we can put up with that. No. Sound words are intended to be followed. When you see it in Scripture in bold print, black and white, or as some would say, oh, that's Jesus speaking, that's in red, we need to do that. The Holy Spirit allowed men to write all of this word, so we need to do everything that pertains to us. Sound words are intended to be followed. Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Titus chapter 1, verse 9. Holding fast the faithful words that as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Now, here's what happens in many cases. We think that we have the truth, but somebody has said something to cause us to think that we really don't have the truth. How are we going to know? The only way we're going to know is that when we were taught the truth, that we held on to it and we kept going back to it to say, you know, that's exactly what the word says. Now, this person coming over here and whispering in my ear telling me that's not what the word says, but yet they can't show you that that's not what it says. You need to dismiss them. You need to go on and rebuke them right there and dismiss them. And as you dismiss them, you continue to teach and to continue to hold on to that you know of as being sound doctrine. Those who contradict it should be rebuked. They should be. And you know, it's a shame that we have to tell men sometime that, hey, you're wrong. But that's it. Everybody can't be right if they're not following God's word. So let's stick with God's word. On this morning, we're going to stop right there. But I want you to know, and I want you to think about why that thing is not working the way I want it to. That baptism saves. That's sound doctrine. How do I know it's sound doctrine? Well, I'm going to use what some other man said, because Jesus said it. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Well, how do I know that that's talking about that I need to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and have my sins washed away in the watery grave in order to come in contact with the blood? How do I know that that's what that's talking about? Well, we know that that's what that's talking about because we can go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5 where it says that there's only what one baptism. And it's not talking about a Holy Ghost baptism. One baptism. That baptism in the water in order to come in contact with the blood in order to be into Christ, according to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. So as we look at this and we think about what it means to be baptized, we say, well, why do you say that baptism saves us? Again, we can go to the Scriptures. You know, we want sound doctrine. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, the like figure whereunto baptism still saves us. Can't get away from it. So we have to accept it. So if you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, and you're ready to become one, do not delay. For sound doctrine teaches us that tomorrow is not ours. What is your life, James tells us? It is but a vapor. It appears as a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanisheth away. The next moment is not ours. People are dying every second. Amen. If you die outside of Christ, where will you spend your eternity? It's only one place that you can spend your eternity outside of Christ. Apart from Him, your eternity will be in hell. You don't want that. If you're here and you're a member of the Lord's church and you have strayed away, you have committed some sins that you need to get right, sound doctrine teaches us that we need to get it right. When Peter rebuked Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8, he asked him, Simon did, hey, pray for me that the things in which you have said, they will not come to me. He didn't want to die. He didn't want to be separated away from God. He didn't want to be cast into hell in the end. and you shouldn't either. So if you're here and you're subject to the invitation, whether you're an alien sinner or an Aaron sinner, we're asking you to come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.